Tonight, the director of Funtainment at Navy Pier, Jen Kramer, stops by the Showcase studio. Then later, our first guest, State Senator Dan Katowski, swings in. And finally, comedian Michael Palasek might just abuse the Pretty Late Knarbel wagon. All that and more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio for the last time this year. Craig, this is it. It's the holiday season. You and I are taking our time off and enjoying that experience with our own families and friends.
That's weird.
Now that
it's
we're not family
not have
or
to
friends.
Work. Yeah.
I know. I'm hesitant to even talk about it because it's so unfamiliar to me.
I think we should just show up a lot.
I begged Stephanie to give me some of my days back, some of my nights. I said, "Hey, did you already get a fill-in? Because I don't think I'm going to make it. I can't.
I just have to come on a little bit.
My family is going to be so tired of me. Like, did you see this story in the news?"
I do that too. Yeah, when you're around and you don't have the big, nice microphone in front of you.
It's never happened before because I always do stand-up comedy or have this radio show.
So you're not going to do any stand-up.
Not doing any stand-up.
Wow,
I'm not doing anything.
You're going to go insane.
I'm going to celebrate the holidays in a way I never have in my entire life.
Right.
I am a little bit. I was feeling a little. I don't know. Retrospective. I was thinking about all the people that I wish I could spend Christmas with this year, and I was thinking about my dad today. I always think about my dad at Christmas time because he was actually diagnosed with small cell lung cancer right before Christmas in 2000. And I remember kind of battling his illness in the glow of Christmas lights. And it was kind of beautiful and terrible at the same time because we were told that he only had 6 months. So we knew that this was most likely our last Christmas together. And I was thinking about that today as I was hanging the ornaments with my sons. And it's a painful memory, but it's also really beautiful because I remember my dad was taking time to tell me stories about growing up, and I recorded a lot of those. I don't know where I put those, but I remembered to record some of it. I stayed at my parents' house the entire Christmas season. I got an air mattress and I slept in their living room. So I was sleeping literally in the glow of the Christmas tree every night for like 2 or 3 weeks. And every Christmas I think about that. And today was the day that it really kind of, it hit me. And I really so very much miss my dad. Jen, I didn't mean to make you get teary-eyed. So you're like, don't turn my microphone on. Jen Kramer joins us from Navy Pier. She's a director of special events and entertainment. And we went to the media night for Winter Wonderfest and had so much fun. Declan was, it was the best time we've ever taken Declan. I know I told you and I told our listeners about kids that were in line kind of being a little disrespectful, asking questions like what's wrong with him. But that shouldn't be what I took away from it. And it's not. Declan, it was the first time Declan ever waited in line for a ride. He was so patient. Do you remember when I first started coming, Jen, a few years ago? Declan was like wrestling with me. Your mic's, you can give Senator Katowski a hug for the holidays. I will, you can come sit down, Senator. Yes. I'm in the middle of telling
Dan, I don't know if you know, she's on the radio
microphone.
Right now.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a nice hug he gave you, though.
It was a very nice hug. It was a holiday hug. It was a holiday hug.
And there's some kind of present, too.
I know. There's going to be so much booze here tonight, Jen Kramer.
He's the better guest.
No, you're all wonderful guests. These are some of my favorites. Senator Katowski was the very first guest we ever had on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez up on the 7th floor on a Sunday night in like April of 2013. Your microphone is on, sir. Oh, do you want to plug that in somewhere? Yeah.
No, I'd rather.
Can you not hear me with?
Yeah, I can hear you.
The headphones. Here. Well, Craig can help you out if you need some training wheels on how to come back into the studio. I know it's been a while. But we were talking about Winter Wonderfest at Navy Pier. Have you had a chance to take your family to Winter Wonderfest, Senator?
I went more often when my kids were younger.
Oh,
smaller. Yeah.
The rides are for all ages, though. The Ferris wheel inside, indoors, you know, the ice rink, there's a hand glide, like a hang gliding.
Yeah, wind glider, we call it.
Have you ridden on the wind glider?
I try to ride something every day. That one's a little spinny for me.
It is.
It's a wild ride.
Yeah. Do you find that spinny rides are not quite your thing anymore?
They used to be.
Right.
Right.
I was fine with spinny rides.
It's harder to stop being dizzy.
Yeah, it is. You know, and it's nauseous.
It's a big carryover. When I went to Universal Studios, I promised my son I would go on every ride, but I literally had to take an afternoon off because I was still dizzy.
That Harry Potter roller coaster at Universal Studios should be illegal.
Unbelievable.
What's wrong with it? I'm going on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
Yes. It's very, a lot of jolts, a lot of stops.
Is it upside down or is it?
Everything.
It's everywhere.
Is it a loop-to-loop?
The dragon.
Griffin
loop-to-loop. No, right. I wouldn't recommend it. It was very cool, but wow.
Okay. Yeah.
And all that 4D stuff at Universal Studios, you're like being shaken up all day. It's tough. Don't eat too much.
The candy's safe. The butterbeer is safe. The candy, that's real safe.
That's the butterbeer. Lots of sugar.
Lots of sugar.
Oh, man. How do they keep it clean then if everyone's on these jolty, raggedy rides? Well, the great thing for you at Navy Pier is that you get to start having that sort of holiday spirit early on, don't you? As soon as they start laying in all that.
Yeah.
All the,
for months.
The decorations. Yeah. When does it start?
Oh, sure. So we start ordering, you know, all the holiday decor like July. So, you know, by the time Christmas comes, it's like, adios. Yeah.
Take the boys again, Senator, because it is magical. And the pictures that you post, Jen, of, I saw a child, a little girl, I think, with this like snowflakes coming in. I think you typed or had posted wonder every day.
That's right.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
So big fan of Jen Kramer's
posts. I'm a big fan of Jen Kramer's. I'm a big fan of all my guests tonight.
And her posts.
Yes. All
my posts
things.
Are better than I am, I think.
Well,
I don't think
I have time to think about them.
You do. Right?
Your holiday posts are especially filled with merriment. 312-981-7200. Join our conversation anytime. And in just a little bit, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to Winter Wonderfest.
Sure thing.
And Senator Katowski will find out what he's been up to and has some great news about a special. You guys really made some wishes come true for some kids in the Chicagoland area. Yeah. Wonderful. More after this on 720 WGN. It's the holiday season. Oh, a little Pointer Sisters. Why not? Right? I'm right about that, right? I'm so excited. I'm just so very, I want to jump. Wait, that's the wrong song.
I know,
it's a different one.
I know.
I'm so excited. You got it.
I know. And Senator Katowski, I'm so excited about all my guests tonight. Jen Kramer, the Director of Special Events and Entertainment at Navy Pier. And are you cold?
I don't know what I am. A little chilly, feeling a little wintry.
We're going to warm you up soon because Adati Liquors is in the green room. They're concocting some cocktails. Last time they were here, it was like this assembly line of cocktails and trays. And that's why I ordered food this time. I'm like, let's be a little safe.
I have to drive home.
Put a base down, exactly. And Senator Katowski, I've been told I can't call you former State Senator Dan Katowski. I've been told that. I've been informed of that by you, actually. That your highest level of office is what more could you have achieved? Like your
Dog
honor,
catcher.
I guess your highness,
Mr. Dogcatcher.
You have become the CEO of ChildServe, mm-hmm. and in an effort and your desire to have a meaningful and direct impact on children and families who are in despair, really, at this
right.
in different phases of their lives. Children who are in foster care or needing foster care.
Yeah.
But you had a great event recently. Tell us a little bit about that.
We have our holiday gift drive every year, and we serve, as I think I've told on the show before, it's about 2,800 children and families every year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, for the most part, children who are at risk of violence mm-hmm. and trauma and who live in poverty. And we had 1,000 gifts donated for 1,000 children. And it was great. We had a lot of churches, mm-hmm. Come together, people in the bottom of the congregations were dropping off gifts. UPS, their tagline is wishes delivered. UPS picked up all of our gifts and dropped them off for free.
Really?
Yeah. We had a lot of great support from individuals. People just kind of, came off the street and just wanted to volunteer and wrap gifts. And a group of, men who've been subject to engineering, so 70 right. plus something, were there. They were helping volunteer and wrapping gifts, and it was wonderful. It was just wonderful. And then Jones Lang LaSalle gave us a couple rooms that we could store our gifts.
How do you sort them? Because it has to be a Herculean effort to, first gather all the gifts and then make sure the gifts go where they need, they're most wanted.
Well, we did that by program.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So we have a program called our Early Childhood mm-hmm. Education Program, which mainly serves kids probably the age of 0 to 5 mm-hmm. for the most part. And we also have foster care. and kids, you know, kind of an older range. And then we have, you know, I'd say, you know, I'd say more like 0 to 13, but for the most part, maybe 3 to 13. And then 13 to 18 are our kids in our residential group homes. Those are right. kids who aren't in foster homes, but in our therapeutic homes that we have. And these are the young people who faced, I think, the greatest degree of trauma. But what's been great is even you know, doctors from Lurie Children's Hospital came and they hosted a party.
Cool.
It was at our residential homes, one of our group homes.
Because the
great.
Holiday season, you know, we were talking a little bit about our memories. I mean, I can't even imagine being, you know, having your life sort of upended and whatever stage they are, whether it's recently or in the last few years, to have, you know, be, you know, seeing everybody else celebrate the holidays and, you know, kind of dream of having a piece of that. And you guys bring that to them.
Well, and it's a very unpredictable and at times just brings up a lot of trauma and a very disappointing time of year for many of the young people that we serve, because there hasn't been a lot of predictability and consistency. And what we're trying to do is, this is what we're going to show you. We're going to be predictably caring, and we're
right.
going to make sure you're going to have that kind of Christmas that you deserve, that a lot of people experience and they take for granted.
And I think inclusion is such an important thing too, which was another post that I saw from Jen Kramer and the event that you were at. She was at the Special Olympics event, two different events too, right? They kind of staggered them so they could have everybody.
Right.
As a former head of the Special Olympics Chicago chapter, is it weird to go? I mean, I know that you still are very involved, but I mean, you're kind of, you know, between the two of you, you're so, you know, entrenched in wanting to help people who I think other people kind of write off, you know, whether it's because of a disability or where they are in life socially, you know, whether where their families have left them. I mean, what an incredible, I feel bad for Michael Palisak, because he's going to be like, I was the top five in Last Comic Standing, also a great comedian who brings laughs. And it's been a good year. Have you found that it was a good year with Special Olympics?
Yeah, you know, we're, you know, doing the work that every other charity is doing, and that's obviously trying to raise money to create more programs, to create more opportunities. And, you know, the heart-wrenching part of it is there's tons of people that need to be served, whether they're children or athletes or families. And, you know, it's, there's no end game, or there isn't any end to the game.
Right.
And
so, sustaining is really the thing, isn't it? For
that's
both,
right.
of, both of you.
We continue to try and connect people with our mission, as, you know, Senator does as well. Former senator, honorable.
No, he had to say senator.
Executive director
Dan.
Hey, you.
CEO
you
Dan.
You tell me to call you Dan. You said it was still senator.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's still senator.
Look, yeah.
So
I
confused.
Think you're kind of stuck with that forever.
Well, but, this is because we have a new segment, Jen, and you're welcome to join us anytime. We haven't had a chance to get it rolling because, you know, just scheduling things. The senator now has to get up in the morning. He has a regular job, and I've been in and out of town. But we have a segment called How Can We Help? Who Can We Help? What can we? What are we going to call it? What can we do? What do you need?
You know, it's just one of these things. It's like, we know so many good people.
Yes.
Who are doing good things, and who have access to resources, and opportunity for people who are struggling. And the fact is, you know, one of the reasons why I got back into the nonprofit sector is I just felt like that sector was doing more in an immediate way to help people, and understood that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many, there's so many just chances to do that. And so what we want to do is draw all these resources, you know, people that we know. And so someone calls up and says, you know what, you know, I'm struggling to try just connect. We have this program for military veterans and their families, and we help connect them to jobs. We connect them to therapy. We connect them to housing. And a lot of, children of, you know, veterans at this time of year, are overseas. They're not getting the support that they need, and there isn't that kind of coordination that you have. And a lot of children of that's active duty personnel and veterans. And we're, you know, we're trying to figure out ways to coordinate all those resources, because here's the great thing about Chicago is a little effect. Chicago is one of the most charitable cities in the country. I think you may have seen that article recently. We're one of the most charitable cities in the country, and people step up in this city, and people get it. And this is our chance to tap into that strength and that power that's out there,
right,
and to really make a difference. And if the government's going to continue to have this slow walk,
I was going to make that comment. You know what I mean? But I was are we going to bring it back?
We
to
need
the,
to figure out a way to. Yeah. To
is
step
it,
up.
It's a slow walk, and it's such a painful walk, and it's like things are just falling off all over the place with the state of Illinois.
You know, and somebody said to me, it sounds like you still believe in the public sector of government. I'm like, I very much do. It's just not happening right now.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, I think we're all the kind of people here in this room, when something's not happening, okay, we don't sit so much point fingers. We say, okay, well, how can I make a difference?
Right.
Right.
Well, given how can people make
a
difference?
Given
with,
who knows?
How can people make a difference with ChildServe? What would you like to tell them about how to get involved, even to donate?
We're looking for people to mentor our young, our adolescents, you know, but the young girls and boys. We work with homeless youth. We're looking for people to be able to provide support for specific items in housing, to pay for beds, carpeting, you know.
And people can find out more information at childserve.org.
Yeah, www.childserve.org.
Mm-hmm.
And there's any number of ways. I mean, there's people, you don't have to have resources and money to help.
Mm-hmm.
You can come in and you can be a part, you bring someone involved in an activity. You can teach them a craft. One of the things we're always looking for our youth and our group homes is an activity. That means it doesn't mean taking them to the opera or taking them to a game or teaching them how to record a song or taking them to a radio studio, right?
Right.
It could be any number of things, just to expose the young people that we serve to the opportunities in the world that's out there. So there's any number of ways.
You can go to ChildServe, that's ChildServe without the E at the end, serv.org. And Jen, I just pulled up the Special Olympic Chicago page. There's also a tab there for getting involved. What kind of mentoring and what kind of, because there's all kinds that you can volunteer to run events, to be a ref or donate money, donate time, all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Putting ribbons together.
Sure. SOChicago.org is our website. You know, there's tons of opportunity to volunteer. People love the one-on-one with athletes, so there's lots of events where you can do that. The Polar Plunge is coming up the first Sunday in March. It's our largest fundraiser of the year, raises $1 million.
The first Sunday? It's the same day as the climb.
No. First Sunday of March. I said first Sunday of the year.
First Sunday of March. I know, it's the same. That's March 6th. It's the same day as the Fight for Air Climb. Okay, let's figure this all out. For everybody, for the holiday season, this is something you can do. I encourage you, if you have anybody in your family who keeps asking you, what can I get you for Christmas, tell them, you know, donate, get involved, Special Olympics Chicago, Child Serve, or whatever is important to you. And, I was talking the other day about the Anti-Cruelty Society, you know. For me, you don't have to send me a card. Post a picture of you with a pet that you've adopted.
Mm-hmm.
More after this on 720 WGN. It's pretty late. Happy holidays. That's right. You don't know when we might be dancing. Craig and I, we are enjoying some music from the 80s. Thank you very much for that, Craig. I may or may not remember that music. Okay, I do. I would die for you, too. I'm excited, and I would die for you.
So you want this to be an 80s night, is what you're saying?
We probably should mix in some holiday music.
All right, fine. All right, fine.
I feel like I'm with family.
It's the 16th, though. It's a little bit hard for... But it's okay.
The
okay.
16th?
Don't the Smiths have a version of Silent Night?
This, they might have a virgin.
Totally
yeah.
A virgin? Did I say a virgin?
It'll work.
They might have a virgin. I am on the website for Smile for Zulema, which is a website Jen Kramer directed me to. This is a woman who was the victim of domestic violence. She was held at gunpoint, I believe.
Yes,
and,
she was
severely beaten. Mm-hmm. And so there's a campaign, and people are now explain a little bit more about
this. Yeah, so I had just heard about her and this experience that she had, and she's uninsured, right? She's an artist, and so I want to raise money for her to get her smile fixed.
So that is look for Smile for Zulema. That's Zulema. And I don't have the exact website. I just have I just Googled, and there's some links to find out more about how to contribute to her. And also, don't forget on our website at WGNradio.com, we also have a link for the firefighter Dan Capuano, who lost his life 2 days ago in a warehouse fire. And don't forget his family. He has 3 children, his wife he leaves behind. And, it's that time of year where you just want to make sure, you know, so many of us are fortunate enough to be in a position where we can celebrate with our family, our friends, and, this is when it's most important to have well, all year long. I mean, that's what we were talking about as well with Senator Katowski and Jen Kramer from Navy Pier. Michael, I didn't mean to throw you in. So what are you up to? No, but here's the thing is that like you have made you're traveling and doing the last comic tour.
Mm-hmm.
And now I know that you're off the tour. You finished your 78 gig run.
Yeah, I'm done.
And but the thing is that like people are so excited. I mean, you've had those nights where someone has come up to you after a show and said, I haven't laughed in a long time, or I haven't laughed like that. I mean, I'm sure you had that night where someone said, I didn't want to leave the house. Yeah. I've been really down lately. It happens so often for comics.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a great thing that you do.
It's so easy to get wrapped up in like, oh, what am I doing in my career and stuff. You're like, no, people just like what you did today. Like, you don't have to worry about where it's going because people are so grateful.
They are. They'll say thank you for coming to Effingham.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I remember being in Nagani and people are like, thank you so much for coming here. Yeah. You know, they don't know.
like I got paid.
Exactly. They don't know that like this is where they told us to be.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Right. This is what we do for our career. Yeah,
we're just like trick-or-treating with comedy. Like, hey, is anyone here comedy?
Anyone?
Yeah.
And I was encouraging Senator. And actually, Jen, go see him. He's at the Rosemont Zanies.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Through Saturday.
Go to zanies.com for more information about Michael's show. So you would recognize him from Last Comic Standing. Mm-hmm. Top five.
Yeah.
And you don't know after first and second, you don't know where you are in the 3, 4, and 5.
Well, they didn't air it. They shot it, and then they didn't air it.
Do you know?
Yeah, I know. If it was flattering, I would share it.
But top five is flattering.
No, it is. That's why I share that.
Okay, there you go. Very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. Well, you still have an idea for, at least I have an idea for your sitcom, and I know that you have too, is working at the cemetery.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's great. That was my first job ever.
Ever?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was 17. Mm-hmm. I wasn't old enough to work in the factory in our small town. So my baseball coach for the summer was like also owned the cemetery. And so I would weed whack during the day and it really helped out my swing. You know, I hit my first home run that summer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
put your hips
yeah.
into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like from holding that weed whacker.
It's good for the lats too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was too young to realize that all those people were dead underneath me. I think I was just like, oh, this is just like being on a Halloween movie or something. But now I look back, like it's pretty creepy. I was just like, hey guys, just here to clean up your front lawn.
I think it's harder to do that job if you're constantly like, yeah. Oh, I shouldn't
sit
here.
Oh, he died in that. Whoa, no, he was a father. He was a son too.
Did you never stop and read the tombstones? The headstones?
They were so boring that I went home and I was like, Mom, if I die, put something cool on there just for the guy to have something to read. Who cares if he's a beloved father? Like,
you know, on the Actor's Studio when they ask, you know, when you arrive at the gates, what do you hope they'll say?
Yeah.
And I realize mine is nice try. That's mine. Yeah. I just thought of it the other day. Yeah, I'm like, that's mine.
Great.
Yeah, so that'll be on my headstone. She tried.
Yeah.
I was awesome. So happy to think about that because yeah. I was like, I don't know what,
that's
you know,
classic.
People always think like, you know,
it's
welcome.
Also short, so you don't have to pay for a lot of letters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She tried.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're 17 and you're working in a cemetery, well, yeah. And since we are talking about the holidays,
yeah.
I don't know, did you work during the Christmas season at the cemetery?
It was just the summertime.
Okay.
The only time I worked in the winter was like in college. I would work in like this warehouse connected to where my dad worked,
mm-hmm.
and it was like the worst experience ever.
Oh no.
Because it was just like boring and like I don't know, I had to like take apart these machines. I didn't know what they did when they were together, and I was supposed to take them apart so they could sell the parts, and I didn't know if it was a part or if I just broke it most of the day. I was like, I think I broke this, but you might be able to make money on eBay.
Yeah, good luck with that. It seems to be all intact.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What are you doing for the holidays?
My parents live in Chicago, so I'm going to hang out here and see family, and then my girlfriend Sam is coming up after Christmas and stuff, so we'll hang out in New Year's and stuff.
Wonderful. Do you have any traditions?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like my parents, ever since we were little, my dad always liked to get a tree that went to the top.
Mm-hmm.
So,
to the ceiling, you
to
mean?
To the ceiling.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the tradition was recently my mom doesn't want that. And so I talked my dad into letting me go and pick with them. And so I'm there. I'm like, this is perfect. And I'm like the kid who, let's get it for him. So like I convince him. So that's the tradition, is me tricking them, letting me go pick out the tree.
You pull the emotional strings. We're like, oh, yeah, Michael's, yeah. You know, we don't see him enough anymore. This is the tree that he wants.
I might be like, oh, my girlfriend's family, they have a huge tree. And so if I get bored, I could just go there, I guess.
If you get bored of your parents' tree, yeah. You can go to the preferred
just
tree.
Just go to a different tree.
They listen to the show, Michael. What are you doing?
No.
Did you already pick the tree?
Yeah, no, they got it. It's nice.
Okay.
I saw it today and it's very nice. And so the tradition is my dad will put up the lights and then I'll do the ornaments, and we all have like our own ornaments from all the years and stuff.
And does he do white? Let's see, like I know we tried doing that thing where you start with the white lights in the middle of the tree,
okay.
And then work your way out and then do the multicolored on the end.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Ooh, yeah. That sounds good.
That's nice.
Oh, I thought that's what people did.
Never done them.
Some people do that.
Very high tech.
I may have watched too much of Martha Stewart at college.
Patty, it sounds like you're trying too much.
No, it sounds like a good idea.
No, this year we have a pre-lit tree from Home Depot because we won't be home. We can't have a real tree.
my wife, the way she does it, is kind of up in down and up and down.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's a really good. She's very, you know, she's very creative that way. But we have a tree trimming party every year. And we've had it in our family for about 50 years where people come in. This is the one time of year that our family was like the Cleavers, right? The one time I was like, my family's absolutely perfect.
Yeah. We'd
have this, everybody come over, they sing Christmas carols. Wow. We'd have 50 people, 50, 75 people come, they decorate the tree, and we'd sing Christmas carols. I posted Cesar Vitale, he's from the neighborhood, singing Plastic Jesus at our Christmas. It's a great, great song.
You'll have to find Plastic Jesus for me now, Craig.
It's a great
song. I need a little Plastic
and
Jesus.
And it's
in my
life. It's just perfect. And my wife's like, you know, you're the only guy I know who likes going to his parents' holiday party. My mom's 77, my dad's 83. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, this is a great party. Their friends and family still go there, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's just awesome.
Well, I want to find out what Jen's traditions are, but we take a quick break and talk to her when we come back. We also have Dottie's Liquors in the green room, and they have trays, Craig. They have trays. There are so many things going on in there. There are shot glasses that are rimmed with like sugar coating.
I don't think they're going to come in here. I think they're just keep partying in there.
I don't know if you want to open that. Craig, just during the break, if you get a chance, just open the door and then step back out again because we're going to be in so much trouble tomorrow.
To take a breathalyzer just to leave.
I think you do. More after this on 720 WGN. Happy holidays. I think I do recall hearing this song before, and I'm pretty sure it's because Senator Katowski brought it up last Christmas. I'm so happy we get to spend the holidays together, sir. This is exciting. And I've actually spent several holidays with Michael Palasek.
Yes.
So this is perfect.
Yes.
We ended up at a Steak and Shake after New Year's.
You remember? I remember that.
That was 2012? 2000 something like that?
Yeah.
2000 something?
He gave me my Indianapolis debut.
I forgot about that. Yeah. That was so much fun. We sold out all those shows.
Yeah, that was really fun.
They haven't had me back in a while. That's all right.
It's okay. They will.
There's some clubs that burn out on you that kind of just go, well, you know, we want to bring up some younger comics.
I don't believe it. I don't want to believe
it. It's true. You know, I met with some folks in L.A. and they asked me what clubs I wanted to work for. And I have a list of the clubs I want to work for and the list of clubs that I want to go into those towns someday and do the theater.
Yeah.
Instead. But I won't do the club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For
there's,
sure.
There's a list. It rhymes with Funny Bone. So,
yeah.
Oh, wait. Did I actually say the name? Yes. Because that's. You know what's funny? I was talking at the beginning of the show about being sort of nostalgic about Christmases with my family. But I also, for me, it also stirs up emotions of anxiety and like resentment for other people. You know, because it's that time when you're going to get together with people that maybe you have unresolved issues. I think you have either one of you seem like you're very good at like letting things go.
Like, yeah, we were just talking you had a pretty big family though. So like
right.
there probably definitely was something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? You have like grudges and stuff in your family?
I mean,
I kind of love to hear
every
that.
Family has some kind of grudge or something.
Yeah.
You know, where
I bet you Michael doesn't.
There was always somebody at Christmas who wasn't happy. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Christmas if somebody, you know, didn't open up a gift and then like, you know, and it just was like it just things kind of unraveled from there.
Right.
It wouldn't have been Christmas
without
if there wasn't,
without
a
some
level
drama.
Of disappointment. Yeah, it was just it is what it is, and then everything would you know, patch together, and we'd all be happy at the end. But there was always this little bit of struggle.
Do you see that sometimes with your kids and with your boys trying to sort of find a way to help them manage those emotions? Because I do that with Griffin. I see him
I
get kind of worked
at
up.
Them if they do that.
Okay, so you handle that well.
That's yeah, good. Yeah, that shouldn't leave
by
any
the book.
Emotional scars. Yeah.
What are you doing? Why are you crying?
What do you think, you have money?
Michael, you were shaking your head. You don't have, there aren't those kinds
of I think
unresolved issues.
I think there's some issues, but in my opinion, I think the only people that should have issues are like my mom and dad because they like do so much around. Because my dad loves Christmas and he loves to do it up, but they don't hold it against us at all. They just like do it and then they're like tired and I'm like, can I help? And they're like, yeah. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to bed though first. And then it's like, they do so much. And so I think it's them that really give the most. And like, because my older brother has kids and like they want the house to be perfect when they come over like the day after Christmas.
Your brother wants the house perfect?
My parents.
Oh,
my older brother, no one knows. He doesn't call anybody back. But like, my parents.
That sounds like a situation right there, Michael.
Yeah,
Palasek.
He's busy. He has two kids, so he can do whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. One time I was talking to my dad on the phone and I hadn't talked to him necessarily a lot. And also my older brother calls. He's like, oh, I got to go. Your older brother's on the phone. I was like, what? Okay, hey, I'm talking to you right now.
You just got scraped off because he finally called?
Yeah,
because
he finally called you back.
Oh, man. I don't don't know. Jen, do you have any like friends and family that when at the Christmas time, it just...
She's nodding slowly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm an only child, right? So that I unfortunately missed out on a lot of the like sibling stuff and the... I miss that. Like, I feel like I would have been a better person for having to like...
You are such a great person. I mean, I'm basically an only child. I was raised alone. My half siblings did not grow up in my household.
Got it.
So I had the same sort of jealousy of other families.
Right.
That's why I married a man who had five sisters. And then I realized, oh my God, he has five sisters.
Yes. What am I doing?
What was I thinking?
Oh my gosh.
But yes, I mean, that was one of the lures for me was a big family.
Big family. Yeah. Yeah. Right. But every, you know, even small families still have their stuff. There's, you know,
cousins,
a few members.
Aunts and uncles.
Oh God. And gifts, and how much are the gifts, and who's giving what?
Well, and that again, that goes to what we were talking earlier about, like, you know, let people know, is donate in my name or in your name, just to get involved in a different way. I have so much stuff. I don't,
for sure,
you know. And then there's the trauma of like, do I return something? And if I don't wear, hey, did you ever wear that gift I gave you? Or
for the record, I like all gifts. So anybody wants to give me something, I'm very happy with whatever you have.
I love gifts.
Send it my way. I'll wear it on TV.
Oh, there you look at that. Wow. Yes,
so with you on that. There's some people. People, like they want the exact gift. But here's the thing: is like when I was a kid, you know, you talk about how much your parents did.
Yeah.
And but my dad, you know, sometimes working two and three jobs. He was a community college teacher. My mom worked.
Your dad's so cute, by the way. Both your parents.
Thank you. And I, you know, and then I would ask for like a gift, and I would ask for like a Sony turntable, and I would get not a Sony but a Suny. And I was like, but I wanted a Sony.
Aww.
But the Suny still works.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It wasn't as cool.
But it was like from the State University of New York, wherever.
That's what the elves can make that year.
That's right.
Give them a break.
I think I've gotten better at like, I don't need as much stuff, but I think I used to be wrapped up in that. Like, why did she get me this? You know, I have my sister-in-law. I have a ring that I keep meaning to wear. It looks like a small bar of soap. It's a ring, and I keep meaning to wear it, and the first person that compliments me on it is going to get it. That's what I've decided on.
That's hilarious.
I'm going to keep an eye out.
It does have to be hard to be a woman because you have so many different like types of accessories and stuff that people can buy you that you cannot like. There's a lot of options for failure with a woman.
But this thing is like literally it goes in past my knuckle. Like I can't bend my finger. It's so
big. I love it.
And it looks like a piece of like a rectangular piece of like limestone or something wrapped in brass.
Interesting.
It's very interesting. If I want to hurt somebody or myself, I'm afraid I'll like catch it on something.
It's a fancy brass knuckle.
Yeah. But I've gotten past that. Like I don't worry about it. If I get something, I'm like, I'll figure out something to do with this. But yeah, there are people who get really wrapped up. We do a white elephant, which has also been cause for drama.
The best.
On the day of Christmas?
When else would you do
it? I don't know. That seems like such a violent game to do on a day of love.
Yes.
You're going to steal someone's cool gift.
You know what I have learned? Because I love a good white elephant.
Yeah.
Have somebody throw a gift with value in the mix. Yeah. And then you play that cutthroat, right? So then everybody's totally fighting.
I
might do that this year.
The original Christmas was about.
I don't think so. It is that time of the year.
For fighting over gifts.
I'll tell you my dramatic, emotionally scarring event at a white elephant. Senator Katowski seems to not know what one is, and we'll tell you a little bit, maybe after the news, over a cocktail. I know that we'll find out if we can make something, you know, I know that you guys, you know, you're being responsible tonight. I'm sure Dottie's Liquors can whip something up for you. More after this on 720 WGN. It's pretty late. Merry Christmas. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. If you've been listening, we've been hanging out with our very good friends of the show and my good friends. We have State Senator Dan Katowski joining us. You don't have to run. You just take your time. We have Jen Kramer, the director of, well, actually now Senator Katowski is the CEO of ChildServe, an organization that helps children and families who are in crisis. And he's been able to have a meaningful and direct impact on their lives. Jen Kramer is the former head of Special Olympics Chicago and is also the director of Special Events and Entertainment at Navy Pier. And you must go to Winter Wonderfest. In a few moments, comedian Michael Palasek will tell you how you can win tickets to Winter Wonderfest. We're going to come up with an idea for how we can give away some free tickets. My phone. Pizza!
Yes!
Hold on a second, everybody. Talk amongst yourselves. We'll be right out. Thank you so much. My producer will be in the lobby in just a second. Thank you. This is Lou's, right? All right. Thank you. Yeah, we have pizza from Lou Malnati's coming. We've got deep dish and thin crust pizza. We had it cut Craig style. Well, they actually call it pie style. he's from the East Coast, and he prefers that it's in triangles. He doesn't understand our square cut. We have George from Dottie's Liquors in Elk. Wait, hold on a second. Elmhurst. You can. Wait, I'm going to give you a microphone. Try it that way. Now they're calling back. I just answered the phone. Yes, your microphone is on as well, Paul. Paul, what's your there it is. What's your holiday Twitter? Is it Snowballs? Polyballs?
No, I actually changed it to Polly Jingle Bells.
Bells. Okay, that's what it is. Yeah. I got
festive last night.
Yes, you get very always get seasonal with your Twitter handle. Yeah, yes. Yeah. And thank you for connecting us with your family, with George over at Dottie's.
Well, I have to say that these folks are they're fantastic. They're nice, and they have a community sense and respect. Mm-hmm. And every time I went in there,
hold on one second. Excuse me. You keep talking. I'm gonna answer the phone. Hello, this is WGN Radio. Patty Vasquez speaking.
Well, not easy.
Here, I'll take it.
Here you go. Okay. Yes, thank you. There you go.
You do the radio show.
every time I went in there, George. And George's father has always remembered my name, said hello, and it's like it's a small town type of business where they remember you, and they actually care about everybody that comes in.
Well, that's very
and that
cool.
is incredibly rare. And then I met you, Patty.
Oh, hello. Yes, at the Zanies in Rosemont. I mean, you've been following the show and listening to our little...
Since the beginning.
Since the very beginning.
Since
we had Senator Gutowski on the first show.
And...
For it ought to be a law.
And then...
He's like, who's that guy?
And then I remember in the very beginning you started talking about all these things that really very few people... on WGN spoke about sexuality and in fact, where's that warning?
The adult warning? Why, do you have something you want to say? Craig is busy with our pizza, so I have to give him some warning before.
Well, I think it's time to introduce some drinks.
Yeah. And then
I'll
the adult warning.
Right,
then the adult warning, because we are going to play What's in the Box tonight, so we will need the adult warning. Woo-hoo. As we go through the evening. There it is.
There it is, yes.
Warning!
Anyhow. Thank you for having us on, Patty, once again.
The warning is not for, am I awesome. Saying Dottie's Liquors correctly?
Actually, it's Doty Liquors, which is a common question.
Doty's.
40 years in business in Elmhurst, celebrating our 40th year, which is great.
And who is George in relation to you? The other George.
George is my father.
That's your dad. Yeah, I don't want to assume anything.
I have to share with you that we lost him in March of this year.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So it's been a different kind of year.
Yeah. This is
we honor
how
him
was Thanksgiving?
Every day. It was a little different. But
when you were a kid, did you ever fill up bottles at the liquor store with water because you drank
Never.
Out of them?
And then people would buy it. God in me, if you want to know the truth, he told me that if I ever did anything to mess with liquor or even at the house, that we would lose our liquor license, and that was our means for.
Yeah, yeah.
That's something to hold over your head.
It was, and it worked.
How busy are
and
you?
I have three little boys now, so
do you do the same thing?
Well, they're only 4, 2, and 7 months.
Still, it's never too soon. Never
seven
too
months.
Early to start. That's right. 7 months.
That's true.
Okay. The fear of God.
So with our first drink.
Yes.
We
our
have
first
our
drink.
Mixologist, Kim Bauer.
Kim, thank you so much, Kim.
Is here. Kim, thank you for all your work today.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No doubt. This is a lovely arrangement.
The first one. Would you help us?
Yeah, you can come on over to use
bring
a microphone
it out.
If you
it
like.
Is,
come on over, Kim.
We're calling this one.
Yes.
Coco is nuts about Doty Liquors.
Mm-hmm. Coco is nuts about Doty
Liquors. And Coco is my wife, who... I love you, dear. Works for Channel 7, ABC.
Okay.
She's also our VP of marketing.
Oh, wonderful.
At Doty Liquors.
What does she do over Channel 7, may I ask?
She's in TV sales.
Okay.
And works very hard.
All right. So she is well-versed in the art of marketing.
She is.
Yes.
She is. So this one includes one part of rum chata, one part of Malibu rum, one part Kahlua. You shake it all and you
She's
top
like holding
it off
one up. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll
with,
take another one.
Toasted coconut. And we have it in a chocolate cup.
Yeah, where do you get chocolate shot glasses?
Oh, it's funny you ask that question. We all sell right. them at Doty Liquors.
Do you sell the molds or do you sell the actual shot glasses?
The actual shot glasses.
Oh, because you can make your own at home,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, there are molds.
They come like a dozen in a box for around $10.
Okay.
So
that seems like the best idea I've ever heard.
It's really great around the holidays.
Like, even if you don't like the liquor, you can just eat the chocolate afterwards.
It is unbelievable.
Do you have any empty shot What's glasses that? For Mike and...
Yes, we do.
I could have a chocolate cup.
Yeah, you can have a chocolate cup.
Chocolate shot glass?
It's very well worth it.
I agree.
They miss it when they pull me over tonight.
Rum chata has gotten so popular.
I just ate everything. I didn't.
I can tell you a quick story about rum chata.
Okay, tell me a story about rum chata while I take my rum chata.
It's a local company that the owners are out of Wisconsin. And when it first came out about 8 years ago, I bought a pallet of it. And about a month or two later, the owner was in the store. He saw the display. And he said to me, I need to purchase some of those cases back from you.
Really?
They were completely out of inventory.
And you're like, what's it worth to you?
Well,
not for nothing, but what's
He was fair.
All right.
And he's very successful this day.
Yeah, so, no kidding. I mean, rum chata, people like salivate over it.
They've done their homework.
Explain to people who have never had rum chata, what is a rum chata?
Rum chata is a horchata drink with rum.
So horchata, for those of you not familiar with the Mexican rice drink, it's a sweet rice drink.
That's, oh, cool.
Spectacular. Like at your favorite burrito place.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Then, that's in that machine.
So it's kind of like an island drink.
A little bit.
Like it tastes a little coconutty.
You know, another...
A little more sweet than coconutty.
It's like Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal.
Yeah, it's got
the milk of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they should describe every drink compared to what cereal it is.
What cereal?
I think people identify it.
They used to... You know, there's a vodka called Loopy Vodka, and if you add it to rum chata...
I think that
the two of them together.
Jen's suggesting all
bring you
of
back
that.
To your childhood.
Yeah. Me put Fireball in a
Fireball and rum chata together.
It's a
out
big
of
deal
this
right
world.
Now.
Senator, Fireball is a cinnamon fire. Whiskey that a friend of mine refers to. Mark DiCarlo, friend of the show, refers to as stripper's whiskey.
Cool. You know, women prefer cinnamon, so it's a home run for them.
Okay. Look at Joe. Joe's like, I don't even
who
know
knew?
What to do with this
he's
information.
Just back there drinking.
George, we have a call for you. Hold on 1 second. George, we have Gio on the line. Hey, Gio, what do you want to talk to George about?
Hi, how are you?
Very well.
Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I've been a longtime customer of Dhoni Liquors, and I appreciate earlier in the conversation you guys actually clarified one of the things I wanted to know, which was how to properly say the name.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for doing that, because my wife and I have been having conversation and debate over that for years. I've heard it both ways, so thank you to that. But my question for you, George, is, this holiday season, what is your favorite drink?
Ooh,
that's a
you're
really
surrounded.
Good question.
I mean, you have aisles of all these bottles of
what to get the man who has everything.
That's right.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I like a bunch of different things, but not specific to the holiday. I've been sipping on some blended Scotch lately.
Mm-hmm. Any in particular?
It's pretty simple. I like Dewar's 12-year-old.
Okay.
So, and also Famous Grouse, to be honest with you.
But the Famous Grouse is another Scotch.
It is
Scotch?
A blended Scotch, yeah.
What makes a blended Scotch? Is that something as far as the way it's aged?
It's
or?
Not as concentrated with the malts. They take multiple whiskeys and put them together.
Okay.
So,
what's your drink,
pretty
Gio?
Simple.
Gio, what's your drink?
You know, it's great that he said that, because I love whiskey, and I was looking for something, you know, to kind of try, and I haven't tried what he just suggested, so I'm definitely going to do that.
Oh, that's great. Gio, thank you so much for calling in and for being a great customer.
And everybody can meet Gio at Dhoni's Liquors in Elk Grove.
Elmhurst.
I've heard it both ways.
How do you pronounce
Elmhurst? Elmhurst Village. Senator? Former state senator Dan
Elmhurst
Kentucky.
Is a great town, by the way.
This is a great
you
town.
Need to come out and visit sometime, Patty.
I live not far from Elmhurst, or is it Elk Grove Village? I always get the two confused.
They're not that far from each
They're
other.
Really
They're
really not.
Far.
It's near the intersection of Fullerton and York.
York Road, which is just north of the 290
maps.
Expressway.
This is how I read maps, Senator.
There's a mall over there, right?
There is a mall
over there. Yeah. My mom's been to that mall before.
Michael.
Where the store is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Strip mall. Yeah.
Michael, have you had a chance to think of a way for our listeners to win tickets?
Yeah, since it's a winter wonderland.
Wonderfest.
Winter.
I did that. I did that to you.
I said it wrong.
Also, Elk Grove Village. Yes.
Winter Wonder, Elk Grove Village.
Mm-hmm.
I think people should call in, and we should get some contestants, and they have to sing like a part of their favorite Christmas carol.
Okay.
And then we can vote on the one that's the most effort.
I like it. Somebody who really puts their heart and soul.
Yeah, not even
the
best
holidays.
Or worst, but just the most effort.
Not the quality of your voice, yep. But the quality of your heart.
Exactly.
And knows the most words.
Yeah, that'll help. Or, you know, if you lose it as part of the way through, you still got to sell it.
That's right. Did anybody watch The Voice last night, by the way?
3-1-1-6. We'll come back to you in a second, Paul, because I got to go to a break and I got to let our listeners know how they can compete. What do you want to call it? The Winter Wonderfest voice?
Winter Wonderfest to sing off, also voice.
Also voice.
Live from Elk Grove Village.
So for free tickets to or Elmer's. 312-981-7200. Give us a call. Sing your favorite Christmas carol or holiday music.
Yeah, holiday music, anything.
Anything in
Hanukkah,
the holidays.
Yeah.
And we are going to vote on the most spirited rendition of your particular carol. More after this on 720 WGN. Again, that's 312-981-7200. Sadly, this is not a competition for the texters. We'll figure something out for you after this.
He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and
who? I can't do this song. Anyone know this song? No. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We're having my holiday party, really. I wish I could have invited more people because I love the guests that I'm with, and I feel like I kind of cheated the rest of our guests earlier in the week, like Elliot Serrano and our friends from Stage 773. Kevin Bozeman came with his own stuff last night, so we don't have to worry about that. He did not understand the art of conversation last night. It was interesting. But he had some really good points, and we loved sharing time with him.
I love Kevin.
I love Kevin as well. It might be a while before he's back. Well, we told him that on the air. I'm not telling him anything he doesn't know. I don't play, Senator. You know that's the truth. I don't play.
Someone's in a trunk somewhere.
312-981-7200. We have Judy and Ruth on hold right now. They're going to sing Christmas carols for us. Not at the same time. That would be weird because they're probably singing different Christmas carols. And we are giving away free tickets to Winter Wonderfest. So if you want to call in and you want to sing, and this is not about how well you sing, but about how spirited you are.
I'm going to turn my chair around so I can't see them.
And then are you going to spin around? That's going to be so strange. 312-981-7200. Now we're going to start with Ruth, and this is for tickets to Winter Wonderfest. Hi, Ruth. What are you singing for us tonight?
I'm going to sing Have Yourself a Very Merry Little Christmas, and I want to tell you, Patty, that I found out a wee bit of information about my granddaughter. Her name is Grace. She graduated in June with a degree in costume design, and I've been collecting costumes for years.
That's so wonderful. So we'd love to hear you sing, Ruth. Go ahead.
Okay, and I want to dedicate this to, after hospitals, nursing homes, homeless shelters, I want to dedicate this incredible song, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Keep the Yuletide bright. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Faithful friends who are dear to us will be near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. God bless us, everyone.
Oh, congratulations.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Way to go, Ruth.
Thank you so much, Ruth. All right, so we had
a female Bing Crosby.
It was a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I told you those Elk Grove people could sing.
We have joining us now is Judy. Hi, Judy. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Patty. Fine, thanks. How are you doing?
Very well. What are you singing for us for tickets to Winter Wonderfest?
All right, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas.
Oh, lovely. Okay, here is Judy.
Okay. The sun is shining, the grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway. There's never been such a day in Beverly Hills, L.A. But it's December the 24th, and I am longing to be up north, to be up north. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Oh my God!
Wow!
Wow!
Very impressive.
With our accompaniment, yes. Yeah. Judy, are you're playing the piano there?
Yeah.
What? Wonderful.
In my sleep, Patty.
That was impressive. Lovely. I don't think I ever listened
sleep
to.
Singing.
I never
sleep
listened
singing.
I never
to the beginning
to the preamble.
Yeah, yeah.
The intro of it.
Yeah.
Judy, hold on 1 second. That was really lovely. Because we're all dreaming of a white Christmas. We should take Erica before we go, right? Let me do this. Erica, how are you doing?
Good.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. What would you like to sing for us? Are you in your car?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Nice. All right. This is now she's multitasking.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to sing Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Okay, here we go. Here's
okay.
Erica.
Here I go. All I want. I got to start over.
Okay, I feel you. I feel you.
Totally fine. Starting over once. Okay. Totally fine.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need, and I don't care about those stockings. They're upon the fireplace. I won't even hang my stockings there upon the fireplace. Santa can make me happy with the toy on Christmas Day. But I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. Baby, all I want for Christmas is you.
Yes! Yes!
I think, hey, Jen, how many pairs of tickets do we have to give away? Do we have three pairs? We have three pairs
Whoa.
Of tickets to give away.
Those car acoustics were amazing.
Because, Michael, would you say they all brought their own
They
elements?
All brought their own efforts.
Yes.
Yep.
I think that they each they each win a pair of tickets. So Winter Wonderfest, how can people get tickets on their own by not singing to us?
Yeah, you can go to NavyPier.com. Mm-hmm. Buy them in advance.
There you go. And it's so much fun. You can go ice skating. There are bouncy slides. There's a great area for the little ones so there aren't a bunch of big kids stomping all over the place. And then there's places for all the big kids, including me. That's right. Are hanging out live in the Allstate Showcase Studio with Dottie's Liquors from Elmhurst.
Dottie Liquors.
Gosh, I was so close. Dottie. How do you spell that
in
phonetically?
Elk Grove Village.
How do you spell Dottie phonetically? Dottie.
D-O-U-G-H-T-Y.
Okay.
Is that the liquor store in Elmhurst?
It certainly is.
Oh, I know that.
On the north side of town.
York Road and Fullerton. More after this on 720.
Just out of the Cook County line border. So we have very good tobacco prices.
So is that, what else? Lake County?
DuPage.
I've heard it both ways. Yes. More after this on 720 WGN.
And may all your Christmases be white.
I love Bing Crosby. This is actually from the Senator Katowski. Can you rein it in a little bit? Are you having fun?
Sorry.
Happy
holidays.
Isn't this great?
This is so great.
How many holiday parties have you been to this season?
47.
That's a lot.
Oh my gosh.
Because Michael, there's a comic Kevin Bozeman is throwing a office party for comics coming up in January. I'll make sure you get the link to to that.
Yeah, this is my first one today.
Yeah, well, there you I'm glad we could.
We're going out of Astros, so you know.
You did very well. I apologize. I wish I'd worn my Santa. I'm wearing my Santa dress on Friday.
Nice.
We're having our office party for WGN on Friday. We are doing a live broadcast of Miracle on Jerry Wells Street. So we are doing live reading of Miracle on 34th Street.
You'll have to pull some pictures.
It'll be live streaming. It'll be on air. We will definitely. Are you kidding me?
Selfies. It's the same thing as last year, though, right?
I was not here for last year's. 2 years ago, we did Scrooge. Christmas Carol. I apologize. I'm not sure what we
Who does it. The reading? Who's the
we do. We all. I'm playing the judge's. The judge's. No, the lawyer's wife. I'm playing some.
Nice.
Mrs. Mara, I think, is my name.
Really?
But yeah.
How lengthy
we're doing radio
is the
theater.
Production?
That'll be so great.
Well, I come in on page 84.
Oh, man.
So I'm not.
Wow.
So, and yeah, that's the courtroom scene.
83 is like crazy, I remember.
Yes, it's nuts. It's the courtroom scene. I come in right before the
it's
judge.
Really important.
The judge's wife pleads with him, you know, and she's like, you know, our son still believes in Santa Claus, does believe in Santa Claus, because of course he's real. And the man you have on trial for his sanity could, in fact, be Santa Claus. And then she brings him to the courtroom. Remember? She brings him to the courtroom. Mm-hmm. And then he has to confront his son about whether or not this is Santa Claus.
It's like old time gather around the radio.
It is. It's radio that. Theater.
And by the way, 2 years ago, we did a Christmas Carol Hankner.
Hankner, Christmas Carol Hankner. Yeah. What did we do last year?
That is escaping me. Didn't have a fancy name.
I was in San Antonio last Christmas, and it was a little chilly here. It wasn't too bad until our weather last year was very mild until Super Bowl Sunday, if I recall correctly. Mm-hmm. I may have been accused of...
You're talking about the pretty late blizzard.
The pretty late blizzard. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say anything about this season. I am in the holiday mood, and we are hanging out with friends.
Yes.
We have Jen Kramer, the Director of Entertainment and Special Events. Which is first? What's the official title?
Whichever you like.
Jen Kramer, in charge of all the cool stuff at Navy Pier.
The fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You have such a cool voice. I feel like you should also be in charge of voice.
Voice.
Oh, really? Yeah. I have a little bit of a chest cold. I sound like a man, I think.
No, you don't.
Not at all.
1-900.
Like Kathleen Turner.
You know? Ooh.
Early Kathleen Turner.
Wow,
early.
I think it's
early
time for another drink.
From Doty's Liquors in Elmhurst, right there on New York and Fullerton.
That's correct.
I know. I'm working on it. I'm working
on
memorizing
it. You nailed it.
The more I have, apparently, of your beverages, the more I'm like, oh, yes, I remember.
So we're going to allow Doty's. Paul yes. to introduce this next drink.
Okay, what am I having?
We have a special name for it.
Okay, the cherry?
Yeah, it's actually,
it's not the chocolate.
I drank all the chocolate shots.
Joe, can you assist?
All the chocolate.
Sorry.
They're all gone.
I drank.
Did you give any shot glasses to the senator and Michael? Just empty shot glasses? Did we give them any chocolate? Do we have any left? I'll drink the booze and give it to them.
That'll work.
That'll work, too.
Just making sure to answer all our questions, by the way, Patty. It's a Wonderful Life is the play we did last
week. Oh, I miss It's a Wonderful Life.
That's Bill awesome. Leff played the lead.
I don't remember who I was supposed to play somebody, and I didn't make it. Mm. Mm-hmm. I know who I was supposed to be. Who's the town?
Violet?
I was supposed to be Violet.
Really?
Yeah, I was out of town. Yes.
Hello, Violet.
I know.
Hello, Violet. Yeah. Actually, we have a drink for you called Santa Patty Baby.
Oh, that's angry with the
It is two parts. And, you know, maybe you could translate this. I don't know. Beso de sol. What does that?
That is a
something about a sun.
Kiss of the sun.
That's a kiss of. There you go. It's a kiss of the sun. Craig knew that too. He's practicing for his in-laws who are coming in from Mexico.
If you kiss the sun, you would burn to death.
I think even on the way there, you probably would have some trouble.
The sangria is 100% natural, imported from Spain.
It is Spain, Ohio.
Thanks to our friend Ken Driscoll, which it is superb to other sangrias.
So, okay, we have, it's a sangria. How is it kissed by the sun? This is the mix. This is a beso de sol?
Actually, it has one part mango juice, one part peach tea, two parts orange liqueur.
Ooh. Torres orange liqueur.
Torres.
Outstanding.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, after that.
And then apparently they've been putting Fireball in the sangria.
I was not aware of that.
Yes. A little touch.
It has been modified a bit.
A smidge, yeah. Joe and Kim are over there going, what? I saw her pour. What was that?
Growlo, right?
Growlo. Yeah.
Joey Growlo in the house.
That's
Growlo.
It's a
Junior.
Kiss. If you put Fireball into this, it's more than a kiss.
I saw her pour.
It's a kiss with a tongue.
I saw her pour some of that coconut, the rum chata, into the beer stout, the porter. Yeah, so she's not.
She is.
She's trying everything.
We don't know what the hell she's doing.
She's a certified mixologist, though. So
she certainly is.
Yes,
certified by the Illinois government, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm sure the funding was there for that kind of thing. So 104 East Fullerton Avenue in Elmhurst. You can visit their store. They're open from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. You don't have like special stay open till midnight, you know, with Target. If you call us,
I'm on people's speed dial.
How many people are just like, you can tell which ones are bracing themselves for the relatives coming in?
You know, we field a lot of calls for different items that are hard to find that we luckily have most of them.
Tell us some of the hard to find items. Yeah.
And he special orders things, by the way.
Sure.
I once requested
some of the cordials.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to this Torres orange liqueur, and we have We still have, and this is very, very limited, but some Bourbon County Stout from Goose Island.
What?
Yeah, which has been...
Everyone was excited about that batch.
We did a release shortly after the show, and we had a bum rush of people. A guy stood in line at 4 in the morning. I thought that was crazy.
That's amazing. Yeah. It's like you and the new iPhone.
Yeah.
I asked him, what time did you get here? He said, 4 a.m. He said the cops came and talked to me.
Oh, really?
So.
Well, you know, I'm here for the Bourbon Stout.
There you go.
And the cop probably went, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was kind of happy because we were covered, you know?
Yeah, exactly. What trend are you seeing this year for the holidays? What are people, aside from the cordials and the sort of,
you know, some of the
stouts?
Craft beers have been part of their search, as well as, you know, cream drinks, to be honest with you. It's still a cordial thing.
But right.
Outside of that, you know, different vodkas have always been popular.
Yeah, the flavored vodka sort of like, they got a little crazy. Like when I started seeing things like acai berry.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, oh, they've run out of things.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch vodka.
Exactly.
The wasabi. You know, they're healthy.
The wasabi.
Fish vodka.
We do have a wasabi vodka.
How is that?
It's hot.
Wasabi's like horseradish, right?
It brings the heat.
Just like you, Pat.
It sure does.
Yeah, it's hot. We just put that on the rocks or in cucumbers, I bet that would be good with. Right?
Yeah, I don't know
Kim,
the exact recipe.
What would
recipes,
you do with a wasabi vodka?
Cucumber sounds good.
Yeah.
Whatever you say.
Yeah, something. Yeah,
Bloody
just,
Mary, I
that
bet.
That sounds like an angry cocktail. Oh, and I put in a Bloody Mary. That's perfect, actually, isn't it? Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it would settle your stomach.
I did get an email from Vintage Vines after you were here last time.
Really?
And they were very happy that they were mentioned because that's an amazing Bloody Mary mix, Vintage Vines. And also that was paired with the bacon bourbon
with the bacon bits as a rimmer.
So cool. I have a text in my phone. I was on the road and my husband was like, this bacon bourbon's not bad with ginger ale. And I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, he was very pleased.
He has vision.
He does have vision. He's not messing around.
He's a dreamer.
So thank you very much for all these things. We're hanging out with Dowdy's Liquors in Elmhurst at 104 East Fullerton Avenue. Again, that's in Elmhurst. Yes.
Dowdy.
I was so excited.
Dowdy.
I got Elmhurst. More after this on 720 WGN. We're hanging out with our good friends. Michael Palasak, did you get a chance to have a liquorless cocktail?
No, mine had a little liquor in it.
Really?
Darn.
I don't think I've ever hung out with you with a cocktail in your hand.
Yeah. Things are changing. I'm growing up.
I blame Last Comic Standing.
Yeah. So much stress. My life's so hard.
More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. And that version with, that song, the Mariah Carey Christmas song, is one of the most popular, isn't it? No? Do you not like it, Jen? No, you're not a fan?
So many other good ones.
It's kind of obsessive, if you ask me. You don't want a PlayStation or anything? Is you?
Senator, what's your favorite? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No.
Senator, you're first.
No, I was just talking about how great your show is. And I'm here.
Do you have a favorite Christmas carol or holiday song?
Oh, yes, I do.
Do you remember what it is?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
White Christmas.
Oh.
I love White Christmas. Bing Crosby singing.
I have
White
to agree.
Christmas.
I like a lot
awesome
of. I like a lot
song.
Of his music.
Yeah.
Do you want to sing a little bit of it for us?
Oh please! Yes.
With the preamble.
Beverly Hills.
I lived in Rogers Park. And now I don't. Something about dreaming of White Christmas.
Something about that.
Yeah.
You have to have the pipe and hit the bells. He's got the tree on the piano. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yes.
In Holiday Inn.
Mm-hmm. There's so many good songs. I love the Andy Williams. It's the most wonderful time of the year, too. That's a great Christmas carol.
My husband's a big fan of that Andy Williams. I apologize. I didn't bring everybody some gifts. Oh, look at this. I got a Dalek. Thank you so much for the Dalek, Paul.
I just want Elliot to be, Elliot Serrano, I want him to be jealous of you. It's actually signed by the author.
It says, hi, Paul, exterminate. I can't do it the way my son does. He doesn't exterminate.
You have to smoke a lot and have a deep voice, exactly.
You're not Doctor Who fans, are you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You are, I believe. Mm-hmm. You dressed up as River Song.
I did, several times.
So I hope this is...
For fun and in public.
I hope this is a fun, unique...
Yes, this is very cool. I will show you a picture when I get a chance. I was actually—they had replicas of full-size Daleks at the Chicago TARDIS.
Yeah.
And I was actually locked into one. So I have a picture from the inside of Elliot on the outside, and it's kind of cool looking. And you can see
me.
Yeah, I haven't posted those yet. I was very sick that weekend, and I didn't have a chance to post a lot of the photos from Chicago TARDIS. But I'll show you. I'll post them.
I had a sonic screwdriver that I was actually going to give you, but someone stole that.
So I can't open this packaging because it's been signed by the writer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I can't open
Rob Sherman, I believe.
Rob Sherman.
Actually wrote Dalek, which is a huge collectible.
With a mutant reveal.
Yes.
There you go. Da 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 da.
It's like dating.
Senator, you were just taking another bite of pizza. I can't talk to you right now.
Back.
Are there series that you have to watch? Is there a TV show out there that you're compelled? Now that you have a little, I don't know if you have more time.
Other than Downton Abbey?
Do you watch Downton Abbey? I don't know why we do. I know.
No, there was a show that I had to watch.
Sounds the microphone.
Don't worry, Dave Edit loves when people spit on his equipment.
I loved Mad Men was my favorite show. I loved Mad Men.
Yeah,
that was great. Do you watch Homeland?
Great show. No, but I love the Goldbergs too. Right
now,
all
right.
It's very funny because it speaks right to the period of time where I grew up.
You're coming of age.
Yeah, mm-hmm. My coming age.
Don't date yourself.
That's okay. Yeah, I wouldn't have dated myself. Someone else. Thank you.
Homeland was really good this season.
I hear it's excellent. I also started to watch House of Cards.
Oh,
Craig's a big fan. Left,
fun show.
When I resigned from the Senate, I started to watch it. Mm-hmm. But then I was hooked, and then I didn't realize how
true to life it was.
A human being he was. You know.
Not really.
I mean, I thought he was like, I was kind of into how strategic.
The
he
first
was,
moment and, of the pilot where he breaks a dog's
but then
neck.
He like. You know, when he kills the guy, I was just like, you're kidding me.
He said that's who he was in the very first moment of the series. I'm just saying.
You know, he's
for the better good.
Yeah. He's an anti-hero, and you kind of want to like him.
I smell a binge watch. You've been challenged with the senator.
Craig. Oh, that sounds great.
Yes.
I would love to.
With Craig. Craig does he has a podcast on WGN Plus where you binge challenged and you talk about the shows that you binge watch.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
What does Craig watch? Is it
you have to put your headphones on and find out.
Oh,
yeah, Senator Katowski, you can't hear me.
I can communicate.
Headphones on.
Yes.
Yeah, we can relay through Michael Palisac.
Craig says we can relay through Michael Palisac.
What's the show that he likes to watch?
He watches them all now.
I watch a lot of TV shows.
Does he?
Yes, but he does. Is a fan of House of Cards. Yes,
House of Cards.
So the new season's March 4th, right? I saw the.
That is true.
They ran an ad for it during the GOP debate.
Right, he actually walked out on stage.
Frank Underwood
appeared at the GOP debate.
Okay, that's just strange. Yeah. Did you watch the GOP debate, Senator? No.
I did not. I followed the post mortem on NPR. The morning after.
All right, that's one way to do it, I guess. Michael, are you following any of the primary debates, whether it's the Bernie Sanders and Hillary? And I think there's somebody else who I feel sorry that I don't know their name.
Martin O'Malley. I'm pretty good at keeping up at like quality news sources like Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. Like whenever they make weird faces, I'm like, oh, I don't want to vote for that guy right now. He's making a weird face.
I think Kathleen Madigan, Lewis Black are pretty good at people to follow if you want to watch the debates.
Yes.
They've got a lot of insightful
for
things
sure.
about the candidates, I think. Yeah, that's one way
to
go.
Fun. We have rats in our apartments. I've been focused on that recently.
What?
Yeah, in LA it's like cold. It's like 30, so there we have roof rats, and like my roommate's been really good at like killing them and like replacing the traps and stuff. So we haven't had time to focus on little things like debates, trying to protect my homeland.
They want to keep you. You really want to keep the immigrants out. I see what you're saying.
Definitely, especially when they're rats and they're eating my stuff.
Yes.
They ate our washer. We had to buy a new washer. I'm an appliance owner now.
They ate your washer?
Like the rubber tube. Yeah. It like leaks everywhere. They like to chew on the hoses.
Yeah.
That's like a fun thing for them. It's like going to the bar.
But they didn't swaddle the whole thing. They just.
I have no idea. I wasn't.
We're not intimately familiar with the fetishes of the rats.
Did you see people are buying them as pets now?
Rats?
Yes.
We got three dead ones in my apartment if anybody wants.
Maybe wants them as
taxidermy.
Oh dear. Senator, you look like you're trying to come up
with a solution. We had a pet rat when I was a kid. No, it was
in Elk Grove Village?
In Elk Grove Village.
No, Elmhurst.
No. But the name of the rat, this is true, his name is Filthy Pierre. It was white rat with red eyes.
Did you call him
FP
for short?
Yes, FP. Did you know? Did you meet the rat?
I did not.
Great guy. And we used to seriously put the rat in my sister's drawer of her her dresser.
That's the only reason you had the rat. It's the only reason.
This has turned so political.
Yes. Yeah,
that's like I think that's like House of Cards stuff.
For She's the next still drink, traumatized Patty. By it. Yeah,
what was that?
I think this is a great segue for the next drink.
Then, oh, what is it? Why is the next drink? What is it?
It is the last and final drink of
okay.
the night.
Well, we're gonna do it after the news. If you can hang out a little bit, yeah.
I can.
All right, because the senator has to take leave of us. Are you leaving? Are you working in the morning?
I guess I was gonna stay.
Oh, really? No, you were gonna? I saw you getting up and putting your hat on.
I did it like nine times till you kept calling me out for eating pizza.
Well, this is awkward now. We were trying to throw the senator out. Now he wants to stay.
Now you have to play What's in the Box.
This is so awkward.
After 1 a.m. You have to stay and play What's in the Box. I think that your political team would really love for you to stay and play What's in the Box.
I'm kind of taken a hiatus from that.
Have you really? Yeah.
It seems to be people right now who are running for office, they really don't care what they say anymore. So
yeah. It does seem to be the case.
It almost makes you feel more comfortable that they just say whatever they think.
It's kind of like if you don't play What's in the Box, you're not even in the mix. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Like if you're not saying something completely irresponsible, why are you in this running for office?
Sounds to me like you're playing What's in the Box.
No.
I think that's going to happen. You know what? Let's find out if he's staying for that. More after this on 720 WGN.
Boxes all the same, and the people in the houses all went to the university where they were put in boxes, and they came out the same.
You're listening pretty late, and that music means we're playing What's in the Box. We need two listeners to call in. We have gift certificates for you from Apt Electronics and or Lou Malnati. So the winner chooses. So 312-981-7200. You're a winner either way. And we'll explain the rules as we get our contestants on the line. Again, that's 312-981-7200. Joining us in the studio, we have Jen Kramer, the Director of Special Events and Entertainment at Navy Pier. And Winter Wonderfest, once again, a huge success. So much fun. It's a great time. I mean, for all ages.
All ages, yeah. Truly.
The Christmas tree is decorated from all different themes. You have a Blackhawks tree. Mm-hmm. Yes, and you have
extensive Christmas decorations. 400 Christmas trees.
400? I didn't. Mm-hmm. They're 400. Right. I didn't count them all. I should have counted them just to.
Oh, I did for you.
Did you really?
Uh-huh.
How do you count? Do you like groups of 10?
Well, we know what we put out on the floor because that's what we ordered.
Well, you want to make sure that
so you don't really count them.
All are accounted for.
You were counted for me.
Mm-hmm. So we've got the phone lines are lighting up for What's in the Box, and I will explain the game as we get our contestants on the line, because I know that George of Doty's Liquors in Elmhurst is curious, which means that you don't listen to the show as much as Polly does. I'm just saying, that's all right. No, we understand, but because we appreciate the cocktails you've joined. Brought us tonight. We've enjoyed a sangria with a little bit of Santa Patty Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with Beso del Sol red sangria, and it's fantastic with a little mango juice, peach tea, Torres orange liqueur, and also a couple of these have Fireball whiskey blended in.
That's right.
Yeah.
What is the final cocktail you have?
The final cocktail we have is. Created by Kim, our mixologist.
Kim, who refuses to come by a microphone. I can get you a chair.
She's shy.
Okay,
it's called the Mischievous Elf.
Mm.
Mischievous Elf. And it is one
part. I've heard it both ways.
Yeah,
Midori melon liqueur, two parts tangerine vodka, and one part white grape juice. And it is a green color with a cherry in it.
Wow.
It looks, what? But it looked red.
It is red.
Okay.
It started off as green.
Oh, I see. Okay. So when you, because we let it sit for too long.
Correct.
We were working and doing this.
And it is rimmed with a red sugar.
That's so good.
And cherry juice. So
very tasty. Thank you very much, Kim. Great job on all the cocktails tonight.
Yeah.
They are lovely.
Am I able to just talk about, we have a little event on Friday.
Of course.
At the store in Elmhurst, which is a Macallan Rare Cask bottle stopper. It's a crystal bottle topper that can be engraved.
You didn't tell me about this.
It's not a cheap thing.
Okay, that's why you didn't tell me.
It is on sale.
You're not invited, Paul.
That's why you got ruled out. Value of the topper is $60. We're going to taste out some other Macallan single malt scotch items along with this item. So
excellent.
And come check it
out. What time is that?
It is from 5 to 8 on Friday.
Okay, 5 to 8 on Friday, and that's at
Doty Liquors.
Doty Liquors at 104
East Fullerton.
East Fullerton.
In Elmhurst.
It's hard for me to say East Fullerton. That makes no sense to me. Is there an East Fullerton in the city of Chicago?
It does not go all the way through.
Yeah, it's called the lake.
Correct.
Yeah. Right? I would think that's where it is.
You can go swimming in East Fullerton.
Corner of York Road and Fullerton.
Esmeralda, two things. I have two pieces of pizza, one thin slice and a deep dish for you. And also, are you eating healthy? You don't want any pizza? I'll release the pizza because these guys are
release
all
it. Release it.
So are you cute. Sure you want me to release the pizza?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm eating noodles and things.
All right. And well, we'll definitely
thank
send,
you, though.
I'll send you some sangria then. How's that?
Oh, goodness.
All right.
What's in your hair?
Or not.
Colors.
Yeah, she's a... I have blue
highlights.
So awesome.
It looks very cool.
Yeah, nice.
Your eyes are very good, Paul, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you. Esmeralda, I'm going to forward you what's in the box reviews and just to make sure, because you were really good at this too. I need more.
Oh, thanks.
You're very welcome to Esmeralda. We do have two contestants on the line. And one second, I'll make sure I get this right. My guests in the studio, actually none of you have played What's in the Box before. So Michael.
Is this from the movie Seven?
We should pull that clip up too. Craig's like,
feel
no,
so bad,
it's not. No. I don't think anyone knows this game except for maybe Jen Kramer. David is on the line. Hi, David. How are you doing?
Hey, good evening. Fine.
Have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
No, but I think I can figure it out.
You will. I guarantee you. And thank you for being a good sport. Anne, how are you doing? Hi, Anne.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Fine.
Have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
No.
Well, what I discovered shopping one day on Amazon.com is one, anything they send you from Amazon comes in exactly the same box. They all every product, no matter what it is, if it's a pair of shoes or if it's a can opener or an adult toy or a sweater, they send it in exactly the same box. And people write dozens and dozens of reviews. And it struck me that there were some reviews that seemed to kind of overlap. And we decided to play a little game called What's in the Box. We will read reviews for you, and you have to tell us if you think that review is for an appliance or an adult toy. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. You're a good sport. And I have all of our guests have hung out with us from Doty's Liquors. We also have Michael Palasek from Last Comic Standing. Michael is like, I'm not sure if my parents are still awake. He's hoping that they're not.
Yeah, I think they're asleep, hopefully by now.
Excellent. And Jen Kramer from Navy Pier, the director of events and recreation. Would you like to read first? For
Sure.
You're going to read for David. David, are you ready for Jen to read to you?
Yes. I am.
Wonderful. Here you go.
This is featherweight and it does the job. Those heavy ones wear me out just lifting them. What's in the box?
What's in the box? Do you think that's a toy or an appliance? It's complicated. It's not as easy
this
as
this is featherweight and it does the job. Those heavy ones wear me out just lifting them.
Appliance.
Is it on the back of the it'll say
appliance?
Yeah, there you go. Congratulations, yes. David. You got nice your first job, one right. Congratulations. We need to get I'll get a bell for you, I think. Joe, do you have a review for Anne to read?
I do.
All right. Anne, Joe is going to read for you.
Okay.
I purchased this solely based on the reviews. After receiving this item, I have to say I was highly disappointed. Not as powerful as I thought I...
wanted, I think is the last part. What do you think, Anne?
An appliance.
Incorrect.
Oh, it's a toy. Oh, looking for a little power. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Incorrect.
That is disappointing. Yeah. Michael, will you please read for David?
Okay. David?
Yes.
Here we go. Absolutely hate it. The speed adjuster goes the wrong direction, comma, difficult to use.
The what goes the wrong direction?
This absolutely hate it. The speed adjuster goes the wrong direction, comma, difficult to use. Speed adjuster going the wrong direction.
Speed adjuster. All right, I'm going to go with a toy.
You have a deranged mind, sir. It's an appliance. I don't know what you could ever take from that.
That was almost a
what kind of show is this?
We're all wondering the same
warning.
Thing.
Oh, warning.
George, you
I'm
have
sorry.
To, you'll be reading
I,
for Anne,
please. You.
Is she ready?
She's ready. Anne, are you ready for George to read for you?
Sure.
Excellent.
Okay, Anne. It looks like it tried to melt the moment it got wet. Why would it do that?
Toy?
You are correct.
Wow. That is...
I'm impressed.
That's kind of terrifying. Good job, Anne. Now, Paul, you are reading for David. David, here comes Paul.
David, it took me a second to figure out all the buttons and such. It's great for a good price and easy to clean and store.
Appliance.
No.
Wow.
No, it's usually a toy.
It's usually not that
it's a toy.
Mm-hmm. Appliance is my guess.
Mm-hmm. Esmeralda, will you please read for Anne?
I was disappointed in this. Had a slight smell.
Oh boy. No. Can we pass on this? There's no need to know more about this. There's no need to know more about this.
Son of a gun.
What? Poor Michael. And
it is late night.
Joy.
Appliance.
Oh, see?
A blender. See? It's in a microwave.
A lot of plastic products have a little bit of
smell
and transport. We are tied. It's 1-1. David is going to be read to by Jen Kramer.
It's okay. I'm not that impressed.
Oh. Wow. What do you think, David?
That's easy. That's a toy.
Oh, it is.
Correct. It's a toy.
What?
Good for you, David.
Good job, David. I know.
I like your confidence, too.
I think it was the manner in which Jen read it.
Just okay.
Convey. It's just okay. All right, Joe, do you have one for Anne?
I do.
Okay.
Great for cleaning my brass ornaments.
Wow.
Appliance.
No, I'm sorry.
Someone got very creative.
You had a witty reviewer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That was
Michael, do you have another review? You'll be reading for David. Yes. They are tied 1-1.
I'm beginning now.
We're going to go to first of three, I think, on this one. Craig, what do you think? First of three? All right.
I think that's right.
Yes.
I
think that sounds
good. All right. Okay, here we go. Received this very fast and in good working order, comma, but I don't care for it.
Wow. It's very succinct.
Appliance.
We have no connection. It's a toy. I fail you over and over again.
Can they use a lifeline?
I love it that was so passionateless. Not your reading of it, but actually the review is like, meh. It's okay. George, do you have another review to read?
I do not.
Oh, you do not. Let's make sure that we can take care of that.
Just read mine again and see if we'll get it this time.
We can solve this.
We don't do that. Hold on one second, Anne. Let's make sure that we have... here you go. George.
Here's the senator's card if she wants to read.
All right. George is going to read for Anne.
Anne, are you ready?
Yes.
Very weak. Not nearly strong enough. I was very excited to get this product, but it doesn't work like I expected it from the reviews.
Appliance.
Wow.
That's incorrect.
I was with Anne. I thought that was going to be... I was with her. Paul, yeah. Do you have a review for David?
Oh, I sure do.
Excellent.
I love this. It's quiet and smooth. Great value for the price. Oh.
Wow. It's a little interpretive performance there from Paul. David, what do you think?
Definitely a toy.
Damn right.
Wow, I feel like you're trying to make sure that somebody gets a point here. So that means that David is up 3-1. Is that right?
2-1.
2-1. Thank you very much. Thank you. I have a marker that's it's pronounced Doty. Esmeralda, will you please read for Anne?
I have had three of these. This is the only style I ever had that didn't leak.
Oh, boy.
Appliance.
Yes.
All right. Oh, ding, 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 ding.
Yes. Whoa. This is a barn burner.
Yeah, that's right. Anne ties it up. Here, Jen, do you have another review?
No, I'm out.
Here you go.
Game 5.
They're tied up. Oh, this could be for the win.
Oh, for the win.
This could be.
And this is for David?
This is for David.
Yes.
Highly recommend this product. Very easy to use. Have been using almost every day. Love this product.
Appliance.
Oh?
Correct. Yes. Appliance. Oh.
David, you've won. Congratulations. You have a choice of either Apt Electronics or a gift card to Lou Malnati's. And Anne, you'll have the other card. Thank you both so much for playing and being great sports. Have a wonderful holiday and Merry Christmas.
Oh, same to you.
Thank you so much. It's not easy when you don't know what the game is going to be. See, you're a little surprised.
Yeah.
More with our friends. We'll say good night. Oh, you're staying to dance. You said you wanted to see our What We Meant to Get To dance.
Yes.
Are you making all of your friends stay for?
No, actually, I would appreciate
what
if
friends?
You cut all the cameras off, too.
Oh, that's not going to happen. More after this on 720 WGN.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
You You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, joined by our good friends, comedian Michael Palasak, Jen Kramer from Navy Pier. She's the director of special events and entertainment, and really spectacular of stuff going on at the Navy. But not only the just the Wonder Wonderfest, but the renovations, the new restaurants that you have. It's so cool.
Exciting times.
It was a fun place to go, but now it seems like it's reaching the potential that it always had. Like it,
most
it,
definitely.
Right? We kind of always went there and went, you know, I started going there in high school. It was cool that...
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I went like 10 years ago with my dad. We went ice skating. It was really fun.
You did?
That's
yeah.
So
yeah, right in time for our 100th birthday next year. Centennial next year.
The pier was built for naval training?
That's correct.
Right. Well, obviously. This
it was part of Daniel Burnham's plan for Chicago. Huh? There were supposed to be 5 piers, and we ended up with one big one.
Oh. What? Are there any other... Just there are no other piers?
Mm-mm. Not in Chicago. We were supposed to have 5, believe it or not. Now, it's the longest municipal pier, well, one of the longest in the world, definitely in the United States.
Oh, Rom needs to build us 4 more piers.
I think so. That's probably Rom, I'm sure he's all over that. Yeah. If people aren't protesting for him to leave his office, I'm sure that's going to happen too. No, he's not going anywhere. I want to thank our listeners who are saying happy holidays to us and wishing us well as we take off for the next couple of weeks. And one of our listeners who we recently awarded a gift for the Bellwether gift card, and I'm glad that you enjoyed that. Thank you so much for listening, and it's always a pleasure to know that you're out there. I when my guests leave in the middle of the night, I kind of do wonder who goes out to eat. And you guys were talking about from Doty's Liquors about whether or not you were going to stop at White Castle. Paul, you don't seem impressed with that choice.
No.
I was telling them that there is a turkey sliders right now, Michael.
That sounds amazing.
With some cranberry sauce and sweet potato fries on it. It's so
sweet
good.
Potato fries
and
on
it's,
it?
It's on it.
It's fine.
Like a turkey burger? What is that?
Turkey burger. Turkey,
oh, turkey
slider.
Burger?
But it's like
turkey
sliced
slider.
Turkey. Yeah, that sounds great.
I think it's got to still be there. It was
Let's
there before
storm the castle.
$5 per
storm the castle.
No. No.
It could be on sale right now.
I think that they still have it. It was very tasty. I was very pleased with my decision to stop there.
I know.
I did not.
What happened afterwards?
I'm kind of jealous of
you.
That's a lot of personal questions.
I went to CrossFit.
Ha! Well.
Sorry.
And did fantastic.
I really enjoyed it. I did something in L.A., Michael. You should try this. I don't know how much. Are you doing any like workout classes? Because there's obviously a big push, you know, a lot of pressure to stay
in. Sam has class pass, so she can go like all the different classes that she wants to.
Has she tried cardio bar?
No. She would love that, though, because she loves ballet stuff.
It's angry ballet. It's ballet on crank. It made me want to weep. It was way harder. Because CrossFit is like lift a little, breathe a little, do a 15-minute AMRAP, which is as many reps as possible, your grind and stuff like that, for like 8 to 15 minutes. Cardio bar is sustained movement. Like maybe you can get a sip of water, but like if you stop, like you're the wuss in the class. Like
for 45 minutes or something.
Yeah, like 45, 50 minutes.
I don't know
minutes.
How you
could
do
I do it?
It?
Could guys do it? Or am
Absolutely.
I not flexible enough?
Okay. Oh yeah, no. I mean, like it's to the best of your ability.
Yeah.
But it's constant movement. It's
we'll
the
do
hardest
it.
Thing I've
do you,
done.
Do
we should all do
still
it.
Climb the stairs.
Here? I haven't climbed in a while. I climbed the Willis Tower without really training for it. And the first 20 floors were really hard, and then I like was 10 at a time. And then when I got to 80, I was able to just go right to the last 20, breezing right through it. Like it was weird. I think that some weird chemical was released in my brain that.
Do they make you go back down afterwards, or do you take the elevator down?
I don't remember. I took an elevator. Okay. I was so exhausted when I got up there that I just
remember.
You know, when you did that, I live in an apartment complex, and they have. Laundry rooms on the 3rd and 6th floor. I live on a 1st. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to climb to the 6th floor.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take the elevator.
Yeah. Choose the stairs. Joe's laughing at you. He wants to know how this turned out for you.
Choose your own adventure.
It
is a choose your own adventure.
It was, I have no idea how you do it, man. I really don't. That's insane. That's a 6th floor. I'm like,
it burns.
I wanted a cigarette.
You don't even smoke.
No, I don't.
Jen, have you ever tried just taking the stairs instead of the?
So I was an athlete at one point in my life, and stairs are a huge workout, huge. But it does burns every muscle and your lungs.
It does. It hurts. Mm-hmm. Michael, you got to do the stairs with us. Maybe on January 1st. That's what we'll do when you come in for New Year's.
We're doing the Sears Tower stairs.
No, we can do these. We have 20. Was it 26, Craig? Craig would order pizza from the stairwells.
I want to do the stairs.
Yeah, come
do
the stairs.
Do the stairs. You guys do the stairs.
Yeah, Craig, I won't force
everyone
you.
I
love the stairs.
Is there pizza?
There might be pizza.
At the top of the stairs, I'll
he had
pizza. I don't know if that's the best thing to do after stairs.
It is the best thing to do, Michael, okay, after stage.
All right.
During, he was doing it during one night. Yeah.
I ordered during and I consumed immediately after. So.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It makes it feel like you've
it makes me feel better about all the exercise I had to do.
Yeah. I want to ask my friend George. George, yes. How much would you climb? How many
stairs?
Think about your answer while I take a break. More after this on 720 WGS.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know. And everyone you meet.
You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I'm about to share something that I don't think I've told Craig even. There was a moment when I was in Los Angeles. I have sold a sitcom based on my life, my family, and we were sitting around a meeting. The producer turned to me. We were trying to figure out who might play my mom. And the list of actresses that are of a certain age and of a Latina heritage is not very long. And the producer turned to me and said, "Hey, what do you think about your mom playing herself?" And I said, "That sounds like an idea that you have in your head that perhaps can just live there forever." I love my mother. What I said was that she doesn't have any recent experience acting. But I also flashed to the idea that, I'd be coming on the set every day of my mouth. Is that what you're going to wear? Is that how you're going to say that line? Is that really who wrote this? I'm like, I did.
Plus, your mom.
She'd be like, "I wouldn't say that." No, you literally said that.
Yeah.
You wrote down.
Yes.
From time to time, your mom is difficult to book on this radio show.
Yeah,
so
can you imagine?
She became like a famous TV person.
Michael, my mother was chosen from the Chicago. There was an audition, a call for women for the Dove Real Women campaign. Do you remember that a few years ago? And my mother was invited to New York as one of the finalists from Chicago.
Oh my gosh.
And she was, they were photographing women, I think over 65, maybe over 60. Wow. And my mother is a stunning woman. She called me from New York and she goes, "There's a photographer who is, taking pictures of all the women. She's very manly. I think she is famous." And I took a photo with her and I'm like, "Did you work with Annie Leibovitz?" She worked with Annie. Yeah, she didn't even realize it. And they did sort of a they were trying to screen all the contestants, all the women that were auditioning, to figure out who would be the face of the campaign, who would be the spokeswomen. And they asked my mom how this campaign would change her life. She goes, "It isn't going to change my life. I have a very good life, but this isn't." I'm like, it's not really what they're going for.
Yeah.
There's no big deal. Why do I don't need you? Oh, okay. Well, we'll see you later.
Guess what?
Not gonna. But my husband was coming up the stairs from the train, and there was a billboard with the woman that was chosen, and she was completely naked, just kind of covering her bosoms with one of her arms.
Oh,
and
it,
and he's like, no, I'm so glad. Yeah. So glad your mom did not go any further in this campaign.
Oh,
best thing ever. Yeah. And then my mom is a very a beautiful woman. She's she's very talented, very funny, but I think that she helps with the material.
Yeah.
I think more than anything else.
Yeah.
Well, you know the process. Do you audition, Michael, during pilot season?
Yeah, yeah. I go out a lot.
And that starts in February is when they start casting for the pilots?
Done some. Sometimes Fox will go early and they'll start doing it now. Sometimes the networks will do it different times. But
Yeah, that's when I have my writing partner so funny, because she's always trying to compare where we are in the timeline with either our own competing projects at ABC or where NBC is. You guys mentioned Telenovela from Eva Longoria. There is an initiative at ABC to create more Latino-based shows. They have two Asian shows. They have Fresh Off the Boat and Dr. Ken. So hopefully there's enough room for everybody at ABC. And the comments we've gotten from the studio executive is, you don't have to think of this as an ethnic show.
No, it's just,
this is a story about a woman who can't leave well enough alone, a woman who seeks to solve the world's problems even though nobody asked me to.
That's great.
Is what it comes down to. I think you've seen me get in arguments with people along the way.
For sure.
I don't know why.
Not on this show.
I don't get into too many arguments on this show. I try to listen. This show is about having a conversation. I think the reason I love having this show, and by the way, I didn't have a chance to talk about this earlier. It is weird that this is my last show of 2016 and so many things have happened.
2015 Last show, 2015.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm jumping ahead to next year.
Maybe you're already done.
I know, really? I won't be back until 2016. I won't be back till January 1st, but we will be back. I am not going anywhere. But so many things have happened, and I'm so grateful for our listeners being here. I know that some of you love the show, can't wait to hear what we're going to say next. Some of you are wincing. Some of you are probably calling Craig right now and and are upset about it. For the people who get upset about the show, whether it's things like what's in the box or adult topics, I believe me, I do not come down here hoping that I tick you off. I come down here just trying to have a show that covers a lot of ground. There's nothing is off limits is the way we come at this show. And so I want to thank all the support we've gotten, even the criticism. And those of you who get hostile, I hope that you find solace somewhere. I hope that the anger that you exhibit, whether it's on Facebook or in text to Craig or phone calls, I hope that you're able to find peace sometime in your life where the anger that you feel you have to exert toward others, and hopefully you don't turn the anger in at yourself. Maybe it's healthy that you yell at Craig. So sorry, Craig. But I don't want you to be their punching bag.
That's fine.
Craig is a punching bag. I know this for a fact.
Mm-hmm. That got awkward.
He takes a lot of hard hits. Fast.
I mean, Michael, it's so weird as a comic when people hear things the way they want.
Yeah.
And I do that as a woman, as a wife. You know, Steve will say something like, "Hey, what are you making for dinner?" And I hear, "Where's my food, bitch?"
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, I didn't say that. I'm like, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
So we all hear things.
That's why I learned like touring with five people who I got to know really well is like, oh, we're all different people and we're all not perfect most of the time.
Right.
So it's ridiculous for me to expect everyone to live up to my expectations that I don't even hold myself to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because the fact that people get upset that they can't listen to the show 24/7, we can't be exactly the same. We can't cater to exactly the same audience. But if you tag along, I promise we'll hit on something. I had somebody one night, Jen, who said that I'm obsessed with potty humor. Have you once in this entire show? Well, how can I be obsessed if it's 3 hours? No. And I
was she talking about like
isn't it amazing?
Oh yeah, potty. Oh, I misunderstood.
She likes the potty. It's
so people strange. Need to be responsible for the fact that they listen through filters too.
Yeah, right?
We all have a filter,
right?
That we're hearing things in a very particular way. You need to leave that. To the side.
Yes.
I found that one thing that Patty really doesn't like is compliments. And by the way, Michael, don't you feel that Patty looks like one of those Disney princesses?
I don't feel comfortable with this conversation, Joey.
Okay. All right. HR.
Cruella DeVille. No, wait. She wasn't a princess.
Yeah, no, she was not. I like that one. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
The villains.
I think that part of it for WGN listeners is that what I said the very first day when Bill White, the programming director, called me in and asked me if I would be interested in being a host, I said, well, I would love to, and I think that one of the greatest assets this radio station has is the listeners, the listenership. And so I understand the sense of ownership that you have, that for many of us, we grew up on WGN. I grew up on Wally Phillips and Roy Leonard. And so I get that. I get that you want there to be tradition, but tradition is also, I mean, like, people didn't like Bobby Collins when he first came in, and now, you know, that's who we miss every day as part of our lives. I thank those of you who invite us into your homes, into your cars, your cell phones, those of you who listen to us as background noise, once in a while something will catch your attention, but otherwise, you know, I know that you're out there, and I know that you know, you've had so much to do with our success here on this show and my success with selling a sitcom. This has been a big part of it. Craig, thank you so much for everything. We had a year and it was a lot of stuff that happened, but I think it was all it all came out really well.
We've been working together for a while now too, actually, because we started on Sundays.
Yes, we did. You were my producer from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, my very first night hosting, I had so much adrenaline. I was really nervous, obviously. I didn't know how to fly the ship, was what we called it. You know, mm-hmm. A lot of people say that. There's a lot of buttons. Did I ever tell you that when I left, I backed into one of the poles in the parking lot? I had so much adrenaline. Yeah. I had parked right next to, you know, because I thought, I'm like, okay, when I leave, I want to be closest to the gates to get out, not knowing that in order to get out of those gates, like there's a pole, like I had pulled straight back and I did not see it.
No,
and I it's still there. I have never fixed that.
By the way, though, we nailed that first show. Just nailed it. That was a great one. And from there, it's only gotten better.
Well, we had Senator Katowski for our very first show. I can't remember who else we had John Sobel from Max and Benny's here.
Did we have Patty the cook as well? Patty with an I.
Patty Ginich. Yes, we did. I believe that's all.
It's a good show. That sounds like a good show.
A little over 2 years ago. Michael Palsack has been here for many of our shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's been a sidecar.
Love it, yeah.
As has Jen Kramer. She came in very early on as well.
Love it.
I love talking. and listening.
It's good stuff. And now our new friends from Doty's in Elmhurst.
Yes.
I said it right.
Yes, you did.
I never know if you said it right or not. I'm like, how's he going to react? Did she do it? Did she nail it? I can't remember.
See, you don't know how to say it either. Because no. I've said it wrong so many times, it's hard to tell now.
Yeah, and I don't listen sometimes. So that's also a problem.
Neither do I, clearly. Well, no, it's lovely. And again, you can find all of their wonderful, you know, liqueurs, liquors, beers, wine, spirits, all your wonderful spirits.
Yes.
And 104 East Fullerton.
East Fullerton in Elmhurst, corner of York Road and Fullerton. And we're going to upload all these wonderful recipes we brought tonight onto our Facebook page.
What was your favorite, Jen, would you say?
Oh, I'm going to go with the rum chata shot with the toasted coconut.
Interesting.
Rum chata, Kahlua, and... was the
Malibu
third?
Rum.
Malibu rum. Wild combo, toasted coconut.
I thought you were going to go with the sangria.
Well, I had a couple glasses of it. It was good.
All right, then. Craig, did you get a chance to sample some of these lovely cocktails?
Yeah, they kept bringing drinks to me all night. This has been great.
It's been really lovely. And they've been watered down, so we could still continue to fly the ship.
Okay.
More after this on 720 WGN. Time to discuss the amount of rain in Central Peru. All right. We did the extended version tonight, Craig. Good on you for stay down. Stay down. Play dead. Play dead. We are live in the Allstate Showcase studio. This is our last What We Meant to Get to for 2015. And,
I felt like I did cardio bar.
You did great. You did great. That was nothing.
You guys all did great out there. The elevator got stuck. It was so sad.
The elevator, it looked like it bounced up for a second.
It
and
did.
It
went up to check, and then it went back down. It was broken.
It was like, no, not ready yet. Esmeralda, did you have a chance to watch any of what that looked like down here?
Yeah, I saw some of that.
Yeah, it was WGNradio.com. I think you still have some time to catch that live stream of us dancing in the Allstate Showcase studio. Jen Kramer, director of events and special events and entertainment.
Sure.
Was cutting up the rug. Sure. Would you tell me what it is?
Director of entertainment and special events.
I've been saying it the other way around.
And well, you're Special Olympics in there. It's a lot.
It's a lot of stuff. And you have Winter Wonderfest going now through
January 10th.
Really?
Yeah. Super fun to do after the new year.
Yeah, very cool. And it's a good workout, too, because you can do all the...
get all
the
your steps in.
Well, and the climbing. I was doing
lots
some of the
climbing.
There's actually wall climbing.
Two brand new, really high-tech, state-of-the-art climbing walls.
Yeah. You've got the ice skating rink, which is a good workout. You had the Blackhawks. Like 2 weeks ago, they were there.
Yep. They come a lot with their families. It's fun.
That's really cool.
You should come out, Michael.
I know. I want to meet the Blackhawks.
You are a big fan of Disneyland. This is like a winter.
It's like a Disneyland in Chicago.
It's like a magical Wonderfest.
No, if you need to compare, it's probably even better.
Oh, what's your favorite ride at Disneyland?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
All right, because they have that at Disney World.
Yeah, so. The one in Disney World is actually better. They send like the old robots to Disneyland.
Oh, the leftovers.
Yeah.
You haven't been to Disney World?
I have, but it's been a while, when we were kids.
Is that why you really got into doing Disneyland?
Because we went like twice as a kid, and that's when my family was happy.
Disneyland is so much better.
I didn't say that.
No, but that's what I said. So that I try to relive that.
I try to recapture. Because I feel like a lot of people who go and take their kids went as children and try to recapture that.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never been to Disney World. Never. And I'm going to Never Never Land.
Oh, yeah.
But I have no expectations. My husband asked me what I'm hoping to get out of Disney World. And I was like, my son's having a great time.
That's the best thing in the world.
That's all I really want.
Hey, you've never been there?
I look forward to that.
I've never been there.
Oh.
Disneyland is better.
Did you what?
I did.
Magic Kingdom
in Florida.
Oh, you're gonna love it.
Oh, I hope so. We're staying at the Wilderness Lodge. Oh, wonderful. I probably shouldn't say these things. My husband's gonna be so mad at me. Why are you telling people where we're staying?
Is that the one where you can see the animals outside your door?
That's Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
Wilderness Lodge is gorgeous.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, they're all really beautiful.
Room 317.
The Grand Floridian looked pretty cool too. My husband thought it was too fancy for us though, and the beach resort ones looked really cool. What did you do at?
I worked at Epcot Center.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Ooh. And it was Goofy for 6 months.
What?
And then they wear the costume.
Like in the beginning of Epcot?
1991.
Oh, my God.
I probably saw you there.
See, we've been going over what we want to do because you can do Fast Pass, right? So there's like an app and you can schedule out some of the things. Yeah. Like, you have an hour window for when you should show up, and apparently it cuts down on your time. Mm-hmm. So we're going to Epcot first. and we were trying to pick the different things. Like they don't want to do It's a Small World. Mm-hmm. There's a Buzz Lightyear attraction there in that one. Pirates of the Caribbean is in Magic Kingdom.
So we're
doing all that stuff. Yeah,
it seems like a lot of the really awesome rides that have fast passes are like sort of spread out. So you fast pass and then do little rides around and then go do it and then do
right.
it. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. And then we're going to Universal for Harry Potter.
That's on Sunday. Really That's fun. I just went to that when we were on tour there. It's so amazing. My friend worked there and like helped bake the rides and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she
I
did
was
all
just
the media
there, like
for
3 weeks ago. That roller coaster, that Harry Potter roller coaster, is off the hook.
Yeah.
I just said that.
We're off the hook. Well, and someone told me that Marvel was really cool at Universal.
It's unbelievable.
All right. Mm-hmm. Can we do Harry Potter and Marvel in one day?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
You have to, because you want to take the Hogwarts Express between the two parks. That's like a ride in itself. Mm-hmm. So you want to get the train.
What? Yeah. Do you get compartments?
Yeah. I didn't get to go in it because we didn't have access to both of them.
You have to. You almost have to take it, right?
Yeah, From one side to the other. That's like a ride. You want to get like the double park.
The hopper.
The hopper. Pass. Yeah, for the
So many things.
Universal was awesome.
It's a good thing you had that deal.
Yeah. It's so expensive. No, I don't know if I have a deal. I haven't bought any tickets to Orlando to Universal.
No, I mean like your TV deal.
Big money, no whammies.
There are so many things, Michael, where we could use that as the. That's really good that you got that TV deal.
Yeah, it's why I finally feel comfortable enough to go to Disney World.
No, it's
World
fun.
I can
that's
take
cool.
Because my mom's been wanting to take us for years, but I wanted to be able to go when I could also, you know,
exactly.
Keep it. You know,
yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
want to make her pay for all. It's expensive.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
It's
oh
super.
My God, it is.
I didn't even know where that was coming from. That was like from the bowels of.
But it's worth it. Like they put money into it, so it's very entertaining for everybody.
Right.
So that's, it's not like just like something you're gonna be like, "That's boring." It's like
it's the family experience.
Well, yeah. it was interesting because when I called, like you can play. There's planners on you know the Disney property or wherever they are, and they were a little bit. I booked through another party. Let me just put it this way. I booked through Expedia for whatever reason. Plus, I get points through Expedia, and they were a little bit like maybe you want to cancel that so you can get a dining plan. So I went through them with the dining plan, but my youngest son, Declan, we don't sit down together as a family.
Yeah.
Like it's always taking turns. Declan wants to explore.
Yeah.
You know, he has a type of autism where like he just can't sit still. He doesn't understand like this is family. I mean, he does understand. Maybe he just wants to go and play.
Oh, yeah. Especially in Disney World.
Yeah. And he has a very limited amount of things that he'll eat. So the idea of spending like $500 to $800 on a dining plan for him. So yeah, we're only doing like one reservation.
Yeah.
Because the food there looks amazing.
It is good.
It's so not the priority. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Not the prime, exactly. You want to go for the rides, unless you've been like a bunch and you're like going to chill out. But like, first time, just go for rides and eat peanut butter and jelly or whatever.
Exactly.
After you pay for the vacation, I hear that you can actually live in the rides themselves.
is that what it is?
Yeah,
nice.
Hey, Craig, there was a listener who posted on our Facebook page that there is a website to for FU 2016. For Frank Underwood.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yes. Yeah, that's not where I thought this was going.
No. Those are his initials.
That's what they heard during the debate. It was a commercial with his campaign slogan.
FU 2016.
Yeah, I would vote for
Frank Underwood.
So that's fine. They can go to the website and sign the petition, I guess, to put him on the ballot.
I'm doing it right now.
That's very good. So what do we mean to get to tonight, Craig?
Well, the list of most popular search terms for Google came out. Number one on the list was Lamar Odom, actually. Number two, Jurassic Park, and it goes from there. But
what was the first one?
Lamar Odom, a NBA basketball, former NBA basketball player
who had
an OD situation.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right.
He dates one of the Kardashians, or marries her.
Okay. Ronda Rousey was number five, and then Ronda Rousey getting kicked in the face was number 10.
That was a joke, people. Oh,
yeah,
dear.
No. We missed that. There was also a man who stopped traffic to propose to someone. This was in Houston.
Oh, God.
He got on the highway and stopped all the traffic. He was arrested after the proposal.
Yes,
so.
As he should have been.
Yeah, that's not
that's
allowed.
Appropriate. Ugh. Did she say yes?
Or did she say, get out of the road? You're going to die.
What are you doing?
The story does not mention whether she said yes or no, so maybe it was a no.
Yeah, I would go with no. What's wrong with you?
There is a viral video going around right now of a tiny little girl. Her name is Kimberly Murphy singing Adele's Hello. And it is adorable.
I did see that. Yes.
With her air guitar, right?
With her air guitar. Yeah. It's like a cardboard cutout
guitar.
Yeah. She nails it, too.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
Norway is the best place to live if you're a human being. Apparently, there's a list that came out
today.
It's
the best place on the planet?
Best place. If you want to live somewhere awesome, best country, Norway, according to this.
I will schedule that as a destination to just check out what the best place.
United States came in number 8.
Oh, boy.
That's not bad.
Well, yeah, Ireland, 10. Germany, 10. Netherlands, Denmark.
Denmark is fantastic.
Did they say why?
It's a criteria. It's a lot of
it's
things.
A bunch of stuff. Something about making
free
money
beer.
And
quality of life.
Quality of life.
Access
air.
To social services. Yeah. Air. Yes.
Having a budget.
Politeness.
Yeah. It's a whole bunch of stuff. Those are some of the things we didn't get to. There was also a reporter that cracked a bank robbery live on air. As he was reporting from the bank robber walked across.
Oh my
They're like,
gosh.
Wait, is that guy? Is that guy there?
At first, he's like, you're in my shot. Oh, wait, hey.
That's the shot. Wait,
he's the guy.
That's the guy.
That's going to show up on a television show.
Oh. Craig, I'm going to need you to go through all the stories we didn't get to for all of 2015. All right,
no problem.
Could you just pull those all
up?
Yeah.
Going to get all those right now.
Every single story.
You have 8 minutes.
Yeah, we didn't even get to our Rahm Emanuel's job on Craigslist yesterday. And I
apologize. That was posted. There's a soon-to-be vacant position, apparently, that you can ask for on Craigslist.
Vacant office.
So, vacant.
He's not going anywhere.
We didn't get to Ethan, the shirtless jogger on
we did not. Yeah,
bike path.
He's still looking for love, last we hear. He has not found a girlfriend
What's
yet.
With the shirtless men in Chicago, the lovelorn, who, the one in the marathon, one on the lakefront?
Yeah, he wrote on his back that he was looking
runner?
For a lady.
Single. Yeah. I wonder how that guy... Mm-hmm.
Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
One last story. There were also college students renting out their dorms on Airbnb.
They're renting their dorm rooms on Airbnb.
Yeah. Sam awesome. Loves Airbnb so much.
Oh, so do I. I had a great place in Venice. If you guys ever want like a getaway, a romantic getaway, so nice. Wow.
Venice, Indiana?
Where do the college kids go when they Airbnb their dorm rooms?
During their spring break? Christmas break?
Oh, during their breaks.
Maybe.
Yeah, smart.
Or maybe nowhere. Maybe they're just Airbnb.
On the top bunk?
They're just like, you know, the bottom bunk.
Come join me.
I got a bottom bunk, guys.
Oh, man.
You got your own toothbrush holder.
Make sure you go check out Michael Palasak at the Zanies in Rosemont. You can go to zanies.com and your website.
MichaelPalasak.com.